14-17 to go in the game. Kansas City 14. San Francisco 12. Fourth down. Less than a yard for a touchdown. Mahomes takes the snap and wants to throw it. He'll step up into the pocket. Flag on the play. Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Holding number 27 defense. The penalty is declined.
Patrick Mahomes, get this one. His first rushing touchdown since Christmas Eve of 2022 when Caitlin Clark was in the stadium. It's been that long for Mahomes to run it in for the sweet nectar of the end zone.
What a random stat.
That was as random as it gets. That was my kid's first Chiefs game. How come he didn't say that Christmas Eve of 2022? Come on, Mitch.
Come on now.
Back in the day when Caitlin Clark was the biggest celebrity going to Chiefs games, right? Like it's 2022. Taylor wasn't part of the conversation yet.
Not yet. Interesting. That was the first. Okay, so over 2 years.
Yeah.
Almost 3 years.
An entire football season since Patrick Mahomes has scored a touchdown. Almost two entire seasons.
What's more impressive, that that's the first time he's ran a touchdown, or the fact that Chiefs haven't allowed 30 or more points in the Super Bowl against the Eagles?
Yeah, I think the fact that they haven't allowed 30 or more points since that Super Bowl against the Eagles is probably the most impressive stat, especially now, in the NFL where, they've made it a case to try to increase scoring in this league. I do think scoring, at least in my opinion anyway, feels like it's down through the first 7 weeks of the season. Scoring isn't that up there, but that doesn't take anything away from, what this defense has been able to do and accomplish, and, shutting down San Francisco again yesterday and not allowing 20 points in an NFL game is something to be impressive, regardless of who their quarterback is.
What was impressive was you, sir.
Why?
Kareem Hunt stays in at running back. Ball on the short side, right side of the field. Humphrey gives it off. Counterplay. Inside. Kareem Hunt dancing and diving. And Kareem Hunt, touchdown, Kansas City. Kareem Hunt with that body of a heavyweight and the feet of a featherweight, able to dance back and forth and get the touchdown from 6 yards out. And Hunt has his second rushing touchdown of this game. The Chiefs lead 13-3.
That's when you said a certain line that always comes on Sunday from you.
Game over, baby. Game over.
I think what's also impressive is that I don't know if it's my degenerateness or my likeliness, this mustache maybe, but I feel like you're getting more juice when it comes to gambling.
Here's my best bet of the weekend. Take Kareem Hunt on over the rushing yards and to score more than one touchdown. I think he's going to be big in the red zone this weekend. I think they're going to utilize Kareem Hunt a lot, so bet all the overs with Kareem Hunt.
People may hate it, but the floor is yours.
22 carries, 78 yards, and two touchdowns in that game.
Nailed it.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right?
Nailed it, yeah. Tail Bob Fesco this week against the Vegas Raiders. I mean, you couldn't have gotten it more dead on with Kareem Hunt this week. Congratulations. Well,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's not that hard, I guess.
I could have cut. That's what she said.
Yeah.
I guess I could have cut this the part where I was like, take the under and the Chiefs money line.
Yeah.
Plus 282 on Friday morning.
Right.
46. The under was 47.
47. Look at that. Just by the skin of your teeth.
There were some sweaty boys out there on Sunday.
Oh, baby. That's right. Yeah, so they were. Yeah.
If you want to make money, listen to Fesco and Dusty.
That's exactly right. We'll get you cashing in on this kind of thing. So, but Kareem Hunt to me, it's funny in how sports works, right? There's about I would say probably one or two times each year where a sports fan of a particular sport gets all lathered up and excited. It's the opening of the league year, which for the NFL is in March, for Major League Baseball is the week after the World Series ends. And then there is the trade deadline in baseball and the trade deadline in the NFL. And we get all lubed up, right? Excited, trades, free agency, big names coming to our teams. And yet the biggest addition that the Chiefs made since the start of the league year in March has been Kareem Hunt. That has been the biggest and most important move that this organization has made, and he's been nothing short of fantastic. And you wondered how he was going to fit in. Oh, he didn't training camp, blah, 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 all that nonsense. His legs were clearly rested, and I don't know where this team would be right now without Kareem Hunt on the roster. He's been a brilliant addition, but he wasn't added in that first week when the league year started in March. He wasn't added kind of before training camp. The trade deadline's coming up. Kind of flies under the radar, But those are usually the moves that galvanize teams and bring teams together. It's not Devontae Adams. It's not Amari Cooper. It's not the big names that get signed in the offseason. It's about those little moves that you weren't expecting anything out of that bring this whole thing together. Mike Pinnell's been that guy for years. Sammy Watkins was that guy, in my opinion. I'm a Sammy truther, so I'll go down with the ship on Sammy Watkins on that
Alien
one.
Lord.
But I mean, you're looking around right now like, Kareem Hunt, man, like where would this team be right now from an offensive standpoint without Kareem Hunt? And so he looks like a great find for this organization, and he's running like he's young and fresh, and I love it, man. It's been the perfect addition for this organization, and I think you continue to ride Kareem Hunt as long as you're kind of riding out these injuries to your wide receiver core. You got to continue to go back to, I guess, what a lot of fans are calling Marty Ball. My friend Lash texted me yesterday, got another text from a friend of mine yesterday, Marty Ball 2.0, only this it's better, right?
Time out. Your friend's name is Lash?
Yeah. Ryan Lash. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was like Lash Gordon.
I wish it would be. We can call him Lash Gordon. The hell if I care. He'll be more than happy with it, right? One time in college, Whip he took Lash. Out a switchblade. We do call him Whip. Yeah. Hey, Ryan, next kid that you have, great name movie. Whip. Yeah, that's a great movie. But in college, he actually had a switchblade and beat up a bear with it. That is a God's honest truth. Fought the bear in Lawrence with a switchblade. No questions asked.
I'm not messing with this guy.
No, you don't want to mess with Lash. At all. So he texts me, he goes, I think we got Marty Ball 2.0 coming back. He goes, "Is Marty Ball is back, but only better." And I'm like, you're right. It kind of is, because we got multiple running backs now that we can feature, right? P. Ryan was decent enough yesterday.
Had a big play when it matters.
Big play when it matters, right?
Stayed in bounds. I was like, as soon as he caught him, like, stay in bounds,
right? Were you like telling Hardman not to score? Because I wasn't at that point in time.
Like, go get
your points, right?
Do what you do against San Fran.
Yeah, exactly.
Knock him out.
Take care of business. Yeah. So you got P. Ryan, you got Steele, you got, you know, Kareem. It is Marty Ball with three running backs out there, right? But the difference between this version of Marty Ball and Marty's version of Marty Ball, this offense still has that ability to beat you over the top, right? I'm not sure Marty had anybody that could beat you over the top like we do with Xavier Worthy right now.
No, I mean, he had our guy Danon Hughes at one point, I know, but not over the top type of guy, right?
Nothing like that.
Over the middle. And I think the thing about Kareem Hunt that's great, and maybe I'm selfish in this, and I know Max and Nerd in this is as well, and you talk about fantasy owners, that backfield is going to be dangerous at the right
time
when Pacheco comes back.
That's exactly right.
Like, that's where my head went yesterday, is I'm like, Kareem Hunt's awesome right now. He's been fantastic.
See, now you're thinking like me. And you criticized me for that on Friday.
And I, you know, I admit when I'm wrong. And I think to myself, like, the similarities I like to have with the 15 and 14 bullpen with what this team can be, right? Like, Mahomes, Pacheco, and Kareem Hunt come cold weather football.
Ooh.
Is going to be one of those things that is like giving this defense an extra shot in the arm, because the way this team is winning the games that they're winning is their defense is outstanding and they're winning the time of possession. And when you do that, you're making that team try harder than they already are, think smarter than they try to think, and they make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Brock Purdy met this defensive line, and the result was three interceptions.
Yep, absolutely. That's exactly what it was yesterday. Yeah, and that's the other thing about this defense and the Marty Ball version of this defense. There's legit stars at every level of this defense.
Correct.
Right. I don't know why I'm getting so choked up today. God.
Is it the mustache?
Maybe.
It was for a costume.
Still has it the next weekend.
Yeah. I got the costume was money over the mustache. It's simply too good.
The costume already took place, and you still have the mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
So, which is fine. I mean, if you want to look like Austin Wells.
Hey, man, that guy's a World Series baseball player.
It's Austin Wells right here. Go to our live stream right now. Twitch and Twitter and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. And look at Dusty's mustache. Dude, just look at the camera. You look like Austin Wells, man. I thought that the other day when we were at the game and it was on the scoreboard. I'm like, They got Dusty's picture up there. What the hell's Dusty doing up there? That's Austin Wells.
Playing for the damn Yankees,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. You could walk around New York right now, tell people you're Austin Wells. Most will say, who? And then the people that do know, you'd be like, ooh, hello, here's my room key, right? Mm. So you got the opportunity to be a World Series champion right now. You throw on a Yankee hat, like one of those like fleece, you know, Yankee pullovers, you could be Austin Wells. I'm not kidding.
Well, I'm not normally a dream ruiner, but over my dead body will I wear anything New York Yankees.
That's what if a you fact. Get Austin Wells' money?
Well, yeah, money talks.
It does, yes.
But yeah. No, I thought that when I'm watching Kareem Hunt play the way he's played since he's been a member of this team, it's like you said, there's a lot of things that he's done that maybe you don't think about until after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing a lot of people jump to is like, Mahomes wasn't great again, but they still won. Boy, this defense is great. But it's like the biggest question mark that this team has had all year is red zone scoring. Mm-hmm. And yesterday they said enough, which, again, I still get frustrated. It's fine. Like, the fake punt, I didn't understand. If you're trying to get 1 yard, why are – like, it's not like they had Ariza throw it.
Right.
They ran it with a, you know, sneak play. Whatever. You want to see creativity, but I didn't understand that. And then on the goal line, like
– The only problem with that fake punt for me
– Just keep giving it to Kareem Hunt. Just give it to Kareem Hunt.
They telegraphed it. Like, third and one, and they're throwing. And even Tom Brady goes, you kind of figured it was coming after that third and one play.
It was interesting. And, you know, but, yeah, like – the way they're playing is like, since they're winning Super Bowls, like, I'm okay if, like, you want to coin it as Marty Ball. Because we talked about that last week. Somebody came up to me like, man, I never thought I'd be happy. My barber, he goes, I never thought I'd be happy to see Marty Ball. I was like, well, with this team, it works because they actually have the quarterback that can do it. Now, Montana was at the end of his career and had a bunch of great moments with the Chiefs.
Right.
But in the playoffs, when he got hurt against Buffalo, it didn't work. Mahomes obviously has been a playoff contender his whole life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Henny series a couple years ago. But the thing about this is that the defense is so good, and Kareem Hunt has been so good,
right?
That it's like, yeah, they definitely need to go find a receiver. And I know I got, you know, some backlash on Twitter this weekend of like, there's no way they can bring in that's going to really make a difference. There is.
Oh, I'll tell you some conversations I had over the weekend. It's hot and heavy for a receiver. Okay, they know they need a receiver.
I like
they
hot
know
and heavy.
They know they need a receiver.
But it's fine. I mean, like the way that Hunt has been, he's been your Lucas Irsic. He's been your closer.
Yeah, he's been great.
You can trust him. He holds onto the football. He gets into the end zone. He had 2 touchdowns yesterday. Could have had 3.
Yeah.
And he's a safety valve.
Yep.
Like 2nd and 1, 3rd and 1, hell, 4th and 1, give him the ball. I think in 3 attempts he'd be able to get a yard.
And he runs so hard inside that red zone too. That's why I said what I said on Instagram, because I figured, you know, you're down with your receivers right now. Kareem Hunt has been really good. You've got to find a way to get things going inside that red zone, because how many years have we been watching 1 yard become so painful for this team, right? I mean, it's really, really painful to watch this team have to go for 1 yard. And now you have Kareem Hunt in the fold, and he kind of changes everything. Just the style that he runs. He never gives up. He never quits. He continues to go. And you're right, Dusty, when they get Isaiah Pacheco back, and now you've got this two-headed monster out here, this is Marty Ball on steroids, right? This is Marty Ball, but better. And I don't want to call it Andy Ball or anything like that, but this is, again, another reason why Andy Reid is the greatest football coach this league has ever seen. Here we are talking about Andy Reid coaching like Marty Schottenheimer, right? Mm-hmm. Coaching Marty Ball, because this team has changed so much since they started training camp, from losing Hollywood Brown to losing Rashi Rice to losing Isaiah Pacheco. And Andy Reid just keeps changing and evolving and moving forward and changing with the offense, and not being one of these stubborn coaches who goes, well, this is my game plan, this is what we're going to do. That's not how you win games in the NFL. You win games in the NFL by coaching to your talent and putting your talent in the best position to be successful. And I thought Andy Reid did that again yesterday. They utilized the running game, because that was, I mean, when Patrick Mahomes has a quarterback rating in the 40s and Brock Purdy has one in the 30s, I mean, you tell me neither quarterback's playing well. You got to go back to that run game, and you got to figure it out. And the Chiefs have the luxury and the ability to do that, because our guy Brett Veach went out and made the best offseason addition for this organization 3 weeks ago, when he went out and signed Kareem Hunt. And those are the moves that I like. That's why I'm so, I don't want to say anti-free agency, but you never get great production when you go out and you break the bank in free agency. You sign Kareem Hunt for the league minimum off the scrap heap, and he's come in and he's been your best offensive weapon the last couple of weeks.
It is a Monday, so we can kind of overreact here. I think there's a reason that we get to do these because there are always reasons to have an overreaction.
Sure.
My overreaction that I saw from this week is we take a little bit of a backseat from the Chiefs. Some people might have overreaction to the Chiefs. We can get into MVP conversations as well that might piss a few people off, but that's fine. I think Mahomes is still your MVP frontrunner because of what he's doing when he needs to do it. But a big overreaction I had over the weekend is the Commanders' season's over if, in fact, Jalen Daniels is hurt.
I don't disagree with that.
In a severe way. Like they said, it's a rib injury. It breaks my heart because this week is supposed to be the Caleb Williams.
It's supposed to be they flex the game and everything.
Yeah, and now we're going to be Marcus Mariota and Caleb Williams. And now Caleb Williams, if he wants to, has the opportunity to take the front seat for the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Here we are, week 7, week 8, talking about it when maybe week 1 and 2 are like, maybe we missed the boat on Caleb Williams. Maybe not. And unfortunately, it's an injury that's going to happen that's going to cause that because it's a rib injury. Those always scare me with quarterbacks.
They never heal, right? Like, those are ones you just have to wait out. My wife fell off a stool one time trying to fix the blinds, broke her rib, and it was like 6 weeks I had to hear about the rib, right? And so I can't imagine an NFL player trying to, painful rib injury, right? And she wasn't getting hit on the side every game and whatnot. They're probably going to put some flak jacket on there and get him ready to play and all that kind of stuff.
Motion, but
the motion and then one hit. And, oh, I mean, the rib injury sucks.
And he's your future, and Washington has ruined quarterbacks before, rushing them back from injury, RG3, obviously. Mm-hmm. A couple other overreactions.
Who's your favorite in the East then if Jalen Daniels isn't playing?
Yes. I don't know.
Right. It's not Washington, obviously.
No.
Philadelphia, they trucked the Giants.
It might be Washington. Marcus Mariota played really well yesterday.
One game.
He played against the Carolina Panthers yesterday.
Cool, man. He threw 3 touchdowns and 0 picks and ran really well. He looked athletic. Yeah, is he better than Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts right now? Maybe, man. Maybe. It's pretty close.
Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts.
Hurts can't throw a 15-yard pass.
Maybe.
Ooh. Overreaction.
Yeah, you want to talk about an overreaction. My friend Evan texted me yesterday about the Carolina Panthers, and he was talking about let me see if I can find it, pull it up exactly, what he said. Basically, it's the worst franchise he's ever seen in NFL history, right? That's your overreaction. The Panthers are effing horrendous. Franchise in disarray, right? And that's where they are. I'm not judging anything Marcus Mariota did against the Carolina Panthers.
The other one, I don't think Houston's as good as we thought they were. That might be an overreaction, but I mean,
Or is Green Bay just better? I love those uniforms yesterday, by the way. What did you guys feel? Did you like them?
Loved it.
Can't the Chiefs do that? Why can't we go with a white helmet and white uniforms all the way, right?
It's a tough game. It was in Lambeau. The Chiefs lost there last year. Obviously, a big no call at the end of the game, but the refs are always giving the Chiefs the calls.
Right. But they missed the throat punch on Mahomes yesterday, too. How did we not get that call?
Because he flopped, apparently.
Wow.
I think Houston's not as good as maybe we thought. Sophomore year, we'll see what they can continue to do. I know they're still 5-2, but it's overreaction Monday. Jamar Chase is the best wide receiver in football.
Yeah,
numbers would indicate that. Most receiving yards, most touchdowns as a wide receiver. I think Jamar Chase is the best wide receiver in football. And 2 Monday night football games sucks hard.
Yeah, it really does. I'm with you on that.
Too much.
No,
starting at 6 o'clock and let us get an early start of football.
Right, but it's not starting at 6 o'clock. It's starting at normal time.
And then the other one's at 8.
Yeah, that's too much for me tonight. Yeah,
but that's my overreaction.
I'm with you on that. Overreaction is the World Series doesn't start till Friday. What the hell? And then our friend Ben Maller just texted me. He goes, because Tuesday and Wednesday the NBA starts. Ugh.
What? Can't wait, dude.
Overreactions. Detroit, for me, by far the best team in the NFC. What they did yesterday to Minnesota, come back, win that game. Everybody's on the Goff train, okay? This weekend, all the Goff truthers came out. Everybody's riding the Goff train right now. Cleveland, worst team in football. No question in my mind. They are the worst team right now in football. Josh Allen, probably the most overrated player in the NFL. You got to go out and get him toys for him to be good. He can't make guys around him better. He stinks. So I will say he is overrated and needs those weapons to go out there and look the part of the quarterback. Patrick Mahomes takes this crew and is 6-0.
Okay. I'm not even going to. Okay, I'm going to get to my overreactions. Vikings are the third best team in the NFC. The third best team in the NFC. And they're in the third best team in the NFC North, third best team in the NFC. Three best teams in the NFC are only the NFC North. and the Vikings are the third.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't think that is an overreaction at all. That division is so much better. Nope. God, I like watching the NFC North. Is that okay to admit? Like, it just makes me, it feels right.
It's like, it's like watching the NBA. You don't have a dog in the fight.
There is that, too.
We'll,
yeah,
we'll get to Brioche of the Weekend later on, and I talk a lot about the NFC North in my Brioche of the Weekend.
Okay.
And then Amari Cooper was the change we all thought it was for the Bills. It opened everything up. Keon Coleman had a great day. We don't need to get into how Josh Allen had 10 touchdowns and 0 picks before Amari Cooper was there. Mid. But yeah, that Bills team is serious contenders.
Yeah, you can like them as serious contenders in the AFC least, maybe.
Yeah, like the AFC best? Come on, man.
Yeah. Who is the best division in the AFC? It is the North, right? And it's only, well, it's two teams now. Two teams are eliminated. Cleveland and Cincinnati are out of the conversation. It's Pittsburgh and Baltimore right now.
No, Cincinnati's giving exactly what they do every year. Zero home beginning, and then you look at their end of the year record, they're 11-6.
Right, sure they are.
And Burrow's coming right back to Arrowhead for another matchup.
For another matchup here.
It could happen. It could happen.
Who has a better chance of coming here, Cincinnati or the Jets for a playoff game?
Cincinnati.
I think it's Cincinnati. Dude, the Jets are done, right? Is that an overreaction or is that just a normal reaction? Again, they're 2-5. They got to get to week 10 without losing a game just to be .500.
Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers got absolutely beat up.
Aaron Rodgers is done. He is over the hill. He is ineffective. And he's holding on for dear life.
So Josh Allen is trash. Aaron Rodgers is cooked. And
you want to argue Aaron Rodgers?
I think he's washed for sure.
Yeah,
I think last night was like the game where it's like he pulls the Rod from Lethal Weapon. Like, I'm too old for this,
right?
You know, like I don't know if I can keep doing this.
But do you think he quits? I mean, do you think
No, not a chance, right?
He just continues to play bad.
He still thinks he's an MVP.
Did he say that after the game? Please tell me he said that.
No.
We would have led with that.
No, he's going to be on Monday Night Raw tonight because his alter ego is CM Punk. If you don't believe me, Google search CM Punk and you'll look just like Aaron Rodgers.